So what happens when you get two gay men and put them in the same house as a Anglican minister who thinks that homosexuals should not be allowed to marry? Well, that question is answered on the new SBS series, Living with the Enemy. I heard a promo for this running on 2GB, and I heard a lot of screaming and shouting, and I thought, what's this? Well, the Anglican minister, who's the star of Episode 1, which airs tonight at 8:30 on SBS 1, is David Auld, Anglican minister, father of three, from Macquarie Fields in Sydney. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, Ben, how are you going?
I'm okay. Let's set the scene for a moment. So you are a dad.
That's right. I've got three beautiful kids.
You've got a wife.
I do.
You've also got a church.
Yeah, not mine technically, but I look after it. Yeah.
Okay, so Macquarie Fields Anglican Church, is that your base?
We're Glen Quarry Anglican Church, so we're Glenfield and Macquarie Fields.
Okay, yeah. So how long have you been there?
I've been there since last May, loving it. Love the people down there. They're great people. They're salt of the earth.
All right, how old are you?
Mate, I'm 40 years old.
40 years old? Yeah. You've got a lot of energy there.
Oh, mate, well, I'm just been here with you, mate. I'm pumped.
All right, how did they choose you to go on this TV show? Because the premise of this show is Living with the Enemy. The idea is, and they are tackling all kinds of issues like Islam, asylum seekers, hunting of all things, immigration, detention centres, same-sex marriage, which is your one, drugs. And the idea is you get two people or people with very opposing views and you lock them in the house together. Yeah. For how long?
5 days each place, 10 days in total.
So what, they come to your house for 5 days?
We had them for 5 days with us, and then I went to their world for 5 days as well.
Why did they choose you? Why did SBS choose you? Because they usually choose troublemakers for reality TV shows.
Look, maybe because I am a troublemaker. Look, a production company was called Shine Australia, and they were looking for people who could articulate the arguments a little bit better than just shouting at people. And they came and met us, and I, for some reason they were impressed, and I think we were able to say, look, there is more to this than just saying, I don't like gay people, which is not my position at all. There are actually some serious questions to be asked.
And they thought that you would be someone who would be perfect to articulate the message as to why gay people should not be allowed to marry.
Yeah, I guess so. And I think they also thought that I would rub up against these two guys, because not only am I differing from them on the gay marriage issue, I'm a minister of a church, and they're pretty out and out atheists as well.
They thought you would rub up against them.
Yes. Well, not in that way, mate.
No. Is this what happened? Let me guess. It either turned out the way no one was expecting, which is the fairy tale where you all got on and you both saw each other's
and
views.
I did the wedding,
or it turned out like most reality TV shows where there was drama.
Look, it's kind of somewhere in the middle. I think we were all determined to make a good go of it, but my personal experience, you'd have to watch tonight to see if it's reality, is that I tried to engage in conversation on the important stuff, but these guys didn't want to know. They just had a pretty basic argument, which is, you can't tell me what to do. I want to marry this guy. It's just the same as normal marriage. And every time I tried to say, yeah, but let's talk about some of the issues that are here, it kind of got thrown back at me, and in some ways, in some spectacular ways, quite.
What, they lost the plot?
Oh, look, I don't know quite how to describe it. You'd have to watch it, but there were some pretty raised voices, and they weren't mine.
How do you explain your point of view? Because I'm a supporter of gay marriage, mainly because people who I know who happen to be gay, I don't like the idea of me being able to do something that they're not able to do. Yep. How do you explain your view?
So I want to say I'm not anti-gay. I actually think gay men like Mike and Gregory and your mates deserve to have protection and contract a relationship if they want. I'm pro-marriage, and I'm pro-marriage for a number of reasons, one of which, of course, is that I follow Jesus, and Jesus is really pro-marriage, and he's pro the traditional form of marriage. He says that much in the Bible. And all I'm really saying is, if we want to change the definition of marriage from what we currently understand it to be, a man and a woman getting together for life, normally having children, that's normally what that relationship will do. If we want to change it to something else, look, change it if we need to. We're a democratic country. That's the way it works. I'm prepared to wear that. But at least let's talk about what's going on here. And let's have a really good discussion about the deep issues involved, rather than just people calling each other names and trying to shut it down.
So how did you explain it to these two guys who were living with you? Sorry, their name again? The two
Mike and Greg.
Mike and Greg. So how did you explain to them? Because they were saying, look, we want to marry, we want to be able to do just like you did. How do you explain it? Let's further your argument.
So I go, there's a number of reasons why. One, why do we hold this position in this country? Well, because of our Christian heritage. And I did a little bit of talk about where that comes from in the Bible. But I also said there's issues around, there's natural law arguments about the fact that men and women are different and complementary. And that produces a unique form of relationship with unique outcomes, notably children and men and women complement each other. And so that's a particular form of relationship that not just Western Christian cultures have endorsed.
They were saying to you at times, and I'm paraphrasing, look, like you're stopping us from being together. Yeah. And you were saying, no, I'm not.
In fact, I think you need the right to have a contracted, protected relationship. I think the basis on which you argue for it is inconsistently held because you don't let other people contract on the same basis.
So they stayed with you for 5 days, yep, and you stayed with them. Which one, who was first?
They came to me first.
Okay. And was, you know, was it okay? Was it pleasant? Tell me about the experience.
Oh, look, in one sense, it was really good in terms of family life. We had a really good time with them, and they played with our children and spent time with us in every single way. We didn't withhold our children from them in that regard. We thought that was really important. They were nice guys. And then there were a couple of staged events, which we used to try and forward the conversation. And some of those were really, really difficult, because of what I perceived as just an unwillingness to engage, and at the end, sometimes what felt like hostility. I'm not using the feeling words because everybody's perception is going to be different. Your viewers are going to, your listeners are going to have to watch and see.
You then stayed with them and they were welcoming, I'm guessing?
Yeah, in some senses. They went to their wedding. I think that's out now on the show. We all know what we're off to. So we're off to a wedding in New Zealand. I went there. And look, most of their family and friends were really, really nice to me. Mm. They had one work colleague who seemed to want to pick a fight. And my answer was, look, I'm happy to have this discussion, but this is what they think is their wedding day. I'm not having a fight with you on their wedding day. Besides, the stuff to eat looks really good. And
I've heard the fireworks on the promos that have been running on 2GB.
Yeah.
I will tune in and have a look at it tonight. Out of interest, you've got 3 children.
Yeah.
And I've asked this question to someone else before.
Yeah.
If one of your children turned around to you, your daughter turns around to you, as has happened to one of our family friends where their little girl, who wasn't a little girl anymore, yep, but turned, yep, around one day and said to the very conservative father, who has been a dear friend of our family all of our lives, Dad, I'm gay.
Yeah.
What do you say to your child?
First thing you have to say, I love you. That just does not change. I absolutely love and adore you. And I cannot believe parents who will not say that to their children. But, you know, then you go, thank you for telling me. It was a very, very hard thing. Do you want to talk about it? Because you know where I stand on this, sweetheart, but you also know how much I love you. And that's a really important thing, because in our culture, we seem to think you can't love people and disagree with them profoundly. Mm. But actually, we need to find a better way of having our conversations. And again, I'm a Christian, so my model is Jesus. He disagrees profoundly with some people, right? And he walks around being quite clear on a lot of morals. And you know what's really interesting is? It's the people who think he can't do anything for them, who hate being told that they're wrong.
Yeah.
They hate him. But the people that go, do you know what? You may have a point.
Well, you know
they
what?
Flock to him.
You know what? I love talking to people who I don't agree with.
Yeah.
On this one issue, on the gay marriage issue, I disagree with you. But
yeah.
And that's why I find it interesting talking to people with differing views. We do it on this radio program all the time. And that's why I've got a feeling I'm going to like Living with the Enemy. It starts tonight. Oh, no, it's tonight, right?
Yeah.
Tonight, 8:30 on SBS One. David Old, great to meet you.
Thank you, mate. Great to be here. Thanks, Ben.
131873.